The narrow, gloomy stairway took them down to the storage area, Matt remembered. Fortunately, Harper's guards did not seem to be searching for Robin down here, and Matt guessed they were concentrating on the more obvious escape routes. The two of them heaved aside the old tapestry and made their way warily through to the ancient ruined structure. Which way? Matt wondered. They'll be looking for us soon, even down here. Maybe we should find somewhere to hide till the fuss dies down. If it ever does. I don't think Harper is the forgive-and-forget type who doesn't bear a grudge or remember an insult. Robin was looking round for the best way to go. We could head down to the river and see if we can get out along there through the tunnel, she said. Or while we're here, we can see if there's a better way out. The place was vast, and there was a lot of it they had not explored. Matt had not realized how much was in darkness. The lamps only illuminated the area around them, pools of light in a huge cavern of blackness. They made their way slowly down the terraced tiers towards the circular stage and the rushing water far below. There must be 50 of the huge steps leading to the tiny-looking area at the bottom. But as they got closer, Matt realized that the stage was actually as big as any he had seen before. He stared off into the gloom, trying to make out the limits of the place, the walls he knew must be there. He saw only darkness, and then, about two-thirds of the way down to the stage, off to the far side of the amphitheater, he saw a distant light. What's that? Robin looked where he was pointing. I'm not sure. Must be another part of the complex, but I don't remember it being lit up before. Let's take a look. Let's just get out of here, she countered. I want to see, Matt insisted. It might be a way out. He walked towards the light, picking his way carefully through the ruins in the gloom. Robin sighed and followed. The light was coming from behind the ruins of a low wall. As they got closer, Matt could make out more of the area on the other side of the wall. He could see desks and office furniture. He could hear the hum of computers. The light was coming from several lamps suspended from tall metal poles, but also from desk lamps. Talk about open plan, he said. As they rounded the wall, they found themselves in an area laid out like a modern office, complete with desks and workstations, filing cabinets and metal cupboards. And there were people working there. They looked up as Matt and Robin approached. Two people, sitting next to each other at a desk, working together at a computer. One of them was Catherine Feather, her platinum hair almost glowing in the light from the computer screen. She looked at Matt in surprise, but not as much surprise as the man next to her showed. Not as much surprise as Matt himself was feeling. It was as if he was detached from his body, seeing things from a distance. His feet were like lead, unable to take another step, and his voice sounded like it was filtered through water. He stared at the man at the desk, the man now standing up and staring back at him, and said just one incredulous word. "Dad?"